These are the Barah Ministry announcements for December 10th, 2017. Happy birthday to Ryan Shalom, who has a birthday on December 14th. That's coming up, right? Yeah, that's a couple of days. Yeah, no, don't give him a hand. You know, you don't have to do that. You know, give him a hand, will you please? When somebody has a birthday, we give him a hand. Awesome. Happy birthday to Gracie Ludemorza, the little German girl. Over in Michigan, December 15th, it's her birthday coming up. We're going to visit the vets next week, December 17th, from 2:15 to 3:30. We're going to celebrate Christmas with them, sing Christmas carols to them. If you've never done that, it's a tremendous thing. And, you know, one of the things I'm going to be talking to you about in the lesson this today is your ministry. And you, once you became a Christian, you became a ministry. And I don't know whether you knew that or not, but we're going to talk about that more today. This is a great ministry to get yourselves involved in. The next deacons meeting, December 23rd, 7:30 to 9. The Lord's Supper celebration, January 14th, 2017. No face-to-face teaching on December 31st, although a lesson will be posted. The homecoming for the non-resident congregation is April 27th to 29th, 2018. And Pastor John Farley is going to be joining us for that from Lighthouse Bible Church. Yeah. So that's going to be a conference a lot like we used to have, where we'll have a lesson on Friday night and a lesson on Saturday, and we'll go to the park and do an Ask the Pastor thing so you can ask all the questions that are really goofy that you ought to know as a result of my teaching. You can ask those all to Pastor Farley so that you don't make me mad. Pastor Farley is a good friend. I saw him in Miami 2 weeks ago. I make an annual trip through Miami to honor him and Mark Pomeroy, who does our website. And so we got together. It was a lot of fun. So to the non-resident congregation members, get your flights now while they're inexpensive, because typically, you know, Southwest Airlines is always talking about them being the low-cost airlines, which is the biggest lie in advertising. But if you get it like 9 years in advance, you could probably get a pretty good ticket. So that's the time to do this. And I think Larry is working on the hotel. Have we got that set up already? It's on the website already. So wherever you want to stay, that's great. We're going to be raising the money for a new home for Barah Ministries. And here in the resident congregation, you can see the pictures on the wall of the architect's rendering of our new home. Our target is January 8th, 2021. That date scares everybody in the congregation, especially some of the deacons who walk by sight, not by faith. But luckily, you don't have a pastor who walks by sight. You have a pastor who walks by faith. And I know what the Lord Jesus Christ put aside for this ministry a billion years ago. And there's nothing, that open door, no one can shut it. And so Barah Ministries is named Barah Ministries for a reason, and that is because a church is supposed to be a series of ministries. As a matter of fact, it is a series of ministries. And it's so easy to get ourselves into the situation where we just sit in a chair and listen to the Bible doctrine, and then we go out back out into the world and then just go do the same things we were doing. If Christianity isn't different than what goes on in the world, then there's something wrong with Christianity. And I assure you, there's nothing wrong with Christianity, but there may be something wrong with you. And maybe that thing that's wrong with you is you're so focused on yourself that you don't think about others. But that was never the intention. Once you became a Christian, you became a possession of the sovereign God of the universe, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and he expects you to have a ministry where you serve other people. You learn here, you get equipped here, and then you go out and serve other people. So, you know, I always ask the question, well, what's your spiritual gift? And that sends people into apoplexy. I don't know. Could you teach on it? Yeah, I could teach on it. And if I taught on it for 16 years, you'd still be asking the question afterward, what's your spiritual gift? The way to find out your spiritual gift is to get out and serve people. And when you get out and serve people and you find out that thing you love doing, that thing you would do without breaking a sweat, then you have a ministry. That's June does that with singing, right? She has a gift for writing music, even though she can't read music. She has a gift for, I mean, she's a very strange person, actually. You know, she walks around with songs in her head all day. Anybody who does that is strange. But you know, if I told June, hey, we've got $5,000, get your next 10 songs done, she could crank those babies out in a couple of weeks. Not only the lyrics, but also the music. You know how amazing that is? But that's a ministry. And one of the great pleasures of my experience is seeing her sing and seeing people's reaction to her singing. That's what a ministry is. You make a difference in somebody's life with your ministry, and then they react to it. And the reaction is they come closer to God. They want to know more about God. So that's what this whole building is about. You know, it's going to be nice to have a building, but what goes on in that building is what I'm concerned with. And we have a really good core of people here who can make a difference in that building, in the lives of the people that we serve in these communities. And for us, when we talk about this idea of community, we're not talking about that BS that people talk about on TV, the athletes are, oh, I just want to give back. You know, I feel like so grateful, I just want to give back. And they don't even know what that means, a lot of them. Now, there are some, to be fair, that know exactly what it means. You know, like there was a football player, I think his name was Warwick Dunn, and he had he was raised by a single mom, so he took his fame and his platform and his money and every year built a house for a single mom in his community. That makes a difference. Those are the things that make a difference. Well, what's your ministry? Why does it make any difference whatsoever that you're on the planet? That's a question you should be asking yourself every single day. Why does it make any difference that you're on the planet? And when you answer that question, it will relate to others. So Barah Ministries was named that. Each of us is charged to have a ministry, and my job is to equip you to have the ministry, and I am doing my job. It's not something that's going to happen in the future. It's been happening all along. And so when you ask yourself about your ministry, what is it that you're going to do to attract unbelievers to come here? What is it that you're going to do to attract believers in Christ who are walking around with a superficial form of the spiritual life, who know absolutely nothing about God, couldn't tell you one thing about God, could tell you anything about their phone, but couldn't tell you one thing about the character and nature of God? What is your ministry going to do to attract them here and let them feel the warmth and the intimacy that you get from the study of the Word of God? So, okay, end of sermon. Those are the announcements. Oh, man, I did not write that down. I have no idea where that came from. Oh, yes, I do, the Holy Spirit. So those are the announcements for Barah Ministries for December 10th, 2017.